This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. Yes, you're listening to Auto World. I'm sitting here in the Auto World Plaza, sitting in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. 45 years of doing automotive repair. Got a little few scars on my fingers and my knees and elbows and all that. And I'm here to help you with your automobile and give you some entertainment also with when it comes to the automotive world. This is Auto World. How's your auto world been? Literally, each and every one of you, I know, have an auto world. AW. I know you've got an AW out there. I know it because each and every one of you, how many of you got a horse right now that you're riding and driving to work? Maybe you have a horse for recreational use, meaning that's your hobby. And I want to tip my hat to you because riding a horse is calm, cool, collected, slow, relaxing. There is no, as they stated back in 1916, yes, I have a 1916 Chevrolet, and they stated, I have news articles on it, they stated they didn't want that car. Because why? It was noisy and stinky. So again, I tip my hat to each and every one of you that might have a horse. But I know a lot of you have a horse, maybe two, maybe three, and maybe four. A lot of you guys out there have got that Ford, Dodge, and or Chevy with the horse trailer towing it. And now you got that smelly, stinky diesel on the road. Well, better back up the bus. Beep, 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 beep. Because, why? Well, the diesels aren't noisy anymore. And they don't stink as much. No. They clean the emissions up. Yay. Good job. Yeah, I love it, wouldn't it? You can't smell them as much as that other vehicle. Anyway. We're going to go and do a lot of good things here this hour here on Auto World. I appreciate you joining me each and every week. I step into the Greasy Garage Studio, and I appreciate you stepping into your favorite chair, sitting down, maybe standing up, wherever you're at. I do appreciate it. Appreciate you joining me and taking some time out of your life so I can take some of that time from you. And I'm bottling up the time, and one day I'll share all the time with you. No, we're going to keep the time together. And learn something, help each and every one of us. That's right. And how do you help each and every one of us? I'm going to help you, and you're going to help me. Two heads are better than one, and how to do that is always call. Here on Auto World, our number is 855-660-4261. You can reach yours truly, Mark Evans, right here, right now. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, and that's good for 28 hours a day. It comes into me throughout the week. This second hour, I'm going to share some more emails with you that we're going to reach into the email bag and pull one out and share that with you. And also, I got, what happened on this day in automotive history coming up? I also have off the fender news that we're going to do right now because it's fun. That's right, it is time for that segment we call off the fender news. See, this stuff slides down the fender. Hopefully you've waxed your fender and kept your car clean. What kind of car wash soap do you use? That means it's time for an Auto World tip before we get to the off-the-fender news. Do you wash your car? Do you take it through the sandblast machine called the car wash? The brushes are swirling around. Mark, you say the girl here in the front, she says, I don't have the brushes. She's saying, mine's touchless. Okay. She says hers is touchless. Yeah. That means that now, I hate to say this, ma'am, but it's the truth. It's blasting it like a sandblaster with high-pressure water. That's how it kind of has to get the dirt off. I like to hand-rub my cars. I do. Get the wash mitt out and rub them down. And boy, do they smile when I rub them down. They like it. Now, with that said, with the car wash soap, do not use dishwash soap. No, get away from the dishwash soap. Like Dawn, that's not a plug. That's not a shameless plug. No dishwash soap, okay? No, just leave it underneath the kitchen sink. put it in that little push container, then you use it on your hands. Sometimes it's too harsh for our hands, too, isn't it? That's right. So don't use it on your paint. See, the paint has oils in it. Yes, your car has clear coat and has oils in it. Dishwash soap, folks, is designed to take all of the grease, the oils, basically pull everything out of whatever it is on. And I want to tip my hat, and I'm also tipping and saluting everybody in every single row, all the way back to the 40th row, please. Tip your hat and salute. Two, the Dawn, D-A-W-N, because they do clean the ducks after some of the oil spills in the ocean. See, that's what it saves ducks and geese and seals and all that. So it takes all the oils out. What we don't use it on our car. Grab some Meguiar's, grab some Mother's. There's a whole bunch of Turtle Wax, car wash soap. And just look for those brands and grab it and wash your car first. That way this off-the-fender news that we're getting to right now slides down the fender good. Okay, this is the time that you don't need a mask. You know the pandemic news? This is what the news is coming off the fender. Pandemic news? Here's something that'll just surprise you. Did you know that each and every one of us, the sales are way, way up on pajamas right now because of the pandemic, the COVID-19? So that's proof. The pajama sales, folks, are up 133% right now. I said it, 133%. Slippers are way up too. 75% sales on slippers already, and we're not even going into winter. But we're going to get to that question of the week, also with the winter word here in a minute. Slippers up 75%. Sweatpants, hello, to 60% up. Levi jeans, bye-bye, sales down. So, hey, there you go. There's proof. Off the fender news, the pandemic news, that's some fun news for us finally that show that each and every one of us are enjoying our slippers. And our pajamas. Oh, man. I think I'm going to come in next week with pajamas on in the studio here. Delivering David's going to get a shock when he comes in and sees me with my little Lightning McQueen pajamas. It is getting a little cold here. I'm broadcasting from, of course, Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho. It's always a pleasure. Been in Boise since 1968. A lot of things have changed. Of course, with that said, a lot of things have changed in your town, I'm sure. All our great affiliates taking out a world and helping me help you. And with that said, again, I can help, and I'd love to help. I'm an ASE-certified technician for many, many years and many, many divisions of your car, brakes to air conditioning to heating to paint even. Yes, paint, even service writer, service manager. Yes, I had to learn how to teach and tell everybody what's wrong with their car. That's what we're doing here right now. In order to get a hold of us right here with a patented show, Auto World, since 1992, 855-660-4261. I welcome your calls at any time. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my email. And with that said, let's get to the news. We call it the Auto World Weekly News. Did you hear that you folks in California, and a lot of us in the other states are going to want to know this because it might carry on through. There's a lot of people listening in California here to Auto World. And did you hear the news that the governor is going to halt all gas, that's right, gasoline sales of all gas-powered vehicles by 2035? You probably got an opinion, don't you? Yeah, that's right, the government's going to halt all sales, gas sales, of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. That's going to cut. And this is also, California will be the very first U.S. state to do this. Now, 2035 is not too far away, folks. And that's going to supposedly cut emissions, gas emissions in California by 35%. Now, you folks that have never been to California and you're over in the East Coast, Midwest, etc., never been there, you might have heard about it. You might have seen it on the Internet. You might see the cars parked on the 405 or the 101. I've been there, broadcast there many times, fly in, fly out, been into some great cities. It's all been great. I have nothing bad to say. But no gas vehicles? I need horsepower and I need to smell the gas. Gas perfume, aftershave. When we come back, got a little more trivia. It's not an it's a fun one. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, burn a little fuel in that Lincoln. I love that Lincoln Continental with the suicide doors. It's a great car. Had a black one many years ago. It was a 52, 53, many years ago. Big, heavy, good riding car. Had the Michelins on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Welcome back to Auto World, everybody. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along here in the Greasy Garage Studio, broadcasting from Boise, Idaho, from the Auto World Plaza. What a treat to be with you each and every week. I wanted to get that question out each and every hour this week. I got that question of the week for you to ponder and to think about. Does your car know the difference between summer and winter? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. A lot of you are saying here in the row, no, no. Well, you know, does it or does it not? It does, believe it or not. How about the battery? Well, Ryan from Sandpoint emailed in earlier about, I was giving him some tips about maybe battery alternator being bad, but your battery does know the difference between hot, cold. Who was that? The movie guy that was playing, he had frost all over him. I don't know, Willy Wonka movie or something. Anyway, Martin Short. Martin Short, yeah, that's the guy that was doing the frost and everything. Well, your battery, yeah. What's worse for your battery? Have you checked the dates on the battery lately? You do know. A lot of you probably have this problem. When it starts to get cold through the wintertime, that first time, that first day, that first week, it gets cold. You go out there and it goes click, 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 and the battery's bad, just like what Ryan was emailing about. Good timing, by the way, Ryan from Sandpoint, talking about it this week. Appreciate it. How, and the air temp. Yeah, the barometer is a little bit different in the winter than it is in the summer. What I'm saying, there's more pressure. The air is a little heavier. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So how about that air filter? The air filter could have a little bit more. Do we have more moisture? Yes, we do in the winter. We do. Even down in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Flagstaff. Well, Flagstaff, of course, they've got snow and they ski up there. Of course, so let's just stay down in Scottsdale and Phoenix area, Glendale. Yeah, in the winter, you have a little more moisture in your air, too. So you got to make sure that the air filter is clean because moisture, it's like your injection system. Even if you got an older car with a carburetor, it's like a big air compressor. It sucks in the air and compresses the air into the cylinders and shoots it out the back. Have you ever seen all that stuff dripping out of the tailpipe? What is it, you ask? I've been asked that many times. Water. That's right. It's like a big air compressor you got underneath the bonnet or slash hood. Depends on where you're listening. Bonnet for you folks over in the UK. Do appreciate you listening on GCNLive.com and or our radio stations. Thank you. So now with that said, you've got also barometer sensor that has to take care of you to read the pressure in the air coming through the air snorkel in your car. Yeah, so summer and winter is a little bit different. Hotter air, drier air in the summer. Hey, how about that road temperature? Do you think the road temperature is a little different in the winter? That asphalt that those poor old tires are riding on? I feel sorry for those Michelins, those Goodyears, those BF Goodriches, those Hankooks. There's so many tire brands. We won't go there. You're going to ask me later and do on an email which tire is the best. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I'll answer it. And or you can call and ask. 855-660-4261. Back to road temperatures. See, do you put gloves on in the winter to keep your hands warm? You do. How about do you ever put boots on in the wintertime because your feet, or do you just run around with thongs on or sandals on, bare feet because, you know, it's winter, but who cares because the cold is warm. The ground's warm. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. You're putting boots on. You're putting heavier wool socks on. See, your tires on your feet are your boots. And little tidbit, did you know Michelin makes a sole for those boots? They do. I have a pair of tennis shoes that's got Michelin soles on them. So anyway, back to the road temperatures are different in the summer and winter. So your tires, they do know the difference between winter and summer when it comes to the road. Oh, yes. Now, in a little bit, in the third hour, I'm going to share some more winter things. But ask yourself that question again. Does your car really know the difference between summer and winter? It does. Yes, it does. I just wanted to highlight that. Let's do a little trivia question also and throw that out to each and every one of you. I've got some gifts to give away, of course, at all times. We got rid of the hood, you know, a couple weeks ago. We had that hood that was all rusted and stuff. That was, you know, we use it for a winter sled. Some of you tow it behind the truck in the summer and watch the sparks, 4th of July time, of course, towing it, having the kids sit on the hood. It's a great sled in the summer going down. It actually takes all the asphalt and turns it into smooth. That's kind of nice. But the sparks are awesome for 4th of July. That hood's gone, but I do have, what? The cracked windshield is still in the closet? Okay, we got a cracked windshield to send out. Okay, let's get to the trivia question. I will only send you the cracked windshield with some bugs on it if you ask. Make sure you have the Visa number available. Thank you. Here's the question. What car manufacturer uses the Olympic rings in their logo? What car manufacturer uses the Olympic rings in their logo? 855-660-4261. It's our number here at Auto World, patented for since 1992. Auto World Radio at yahoo.com is the email. With that said, let's get to that one thing about let's get to the point. And that point is ChargePoint. Have you folks ever heard of ChargePoint, the company called ChargePoint? Well, they're going to go public. They've been public, but they're going to go public on the stock market. And they've been out there for 10 years. What did they do? Well, last year, let me just share this with you. Last year, they made $147 million in profits. That's profits for last year. And what they do is they have, like it says, ChargePoint's the name of the company. They have charge stations for EVs, electronic vehicles. Some of you that's got the electronic vehicles might have used them before. And you go up and they're starting to scatter their ChargePoint charge stations throughout the United States for each and every one of us that are thinking about doing an electric car. So more and more over the years, I've talked with Bob Long over the years, and we've shared with you a lot about the EVs and where they're coming and what they're doing and where they're heading next. A little bit of news for you. I want to get with you and share with you a little bit, too, a little housekeeping. You can get a hold of me at any time, of course, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. But also, you can go to my Facebook. Just look for Mark Evans. I'm about close to being all friended out. No big deal. But go into Facebook and also Instagram. Instagram is Auto World Media is my name there, and soon to be an autoworldmedia.com website. And with that website, I'm trying to get everything all get together and planned, and I'm going to have some goodies there for you to help you with your automobile needs and wants. And there might be even I had a listener actually give me this idea and tell me that I should do an emergency roadside assistant kit and actually have it for sale. So that might be the point, because I'm going to put the best brands in it for you and have the best things for you for the back of your trunk or in your glove box. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, a little more trivia, a little more email. I got some emails that came in. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now officially nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
The president has nominated me to serve on the United States Supreme Court. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution.
Barrett, who was a former law clerk to the late Justice Antonin Scalia, said she was truly humbled by the nomination and quickly aligned herself with Scalia's conservative approach to the law, saying his judicial philosophy is mine too. If confirmed by the Senate, she would fill the seat vacated by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett, who's age 48, was joined in the Rose Garden by her husband and seven children. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Road 66.
Oh boy, I'm sure glad they had cruise control back then. Oh, yeah, if you're driving down the highway and you need cruise, how many of you out there have got cruise control? And it's on right now, isn't it? Oh, it is for me. Welcome back to Auto World. Good to be along here with you from the Auto World Plaza, broadcasting from the Greasy Garage Studio each and every week in from Boise, Idaho. Got a little trivia there for you on cruise control. Yeah, cruise control device is introduced on some cars by Chrysler in 1957. That's kind of nice to have Chrysler bring us cruise control. It's pretty neat that, you know, we can sit back and take a nap and just let the thing drive itself. Don't do that. Hey, that question of the week, I just want you to keep pondering this question of the week, of course, is does your car know the difference between summer and winter? It does, by the way. I've been giving you little tips throughout, the air temperature, the road temperature, coming in and going out of the car, of course. And how about the antifreeze? It does break down in the winter more so than in the summer, by the way. Do you have enough antifreeze in that cooling system? Another question. 60-40 is the split, the mix, and or just buy 50-50 mix, already mixed for you inside that bottle. Make sure you get the right color, though. You got green, you got blue, you got yellow. Oh, yeah, even got red. It's for different brands, folks. Don't mix them. See, antifreeze today is like an oil, so just don't mix is all I'm asking. Oh, yeah. Well, it's time. What happened on this day in automotive history, you ask? Well, it's a segment we always like to do. Back in this day, in 1963, the first ads run for the Chevrolet Chevelle. In 1963, that's when the ad ran. If you were looking at the newspaper, that's in fact what you would see. The brand new Chevrolet. the Chevelle, officially introduced by Bunky Knudsen at a press conference that next day. The Chevelle was the only and all-new U.S. car for 1964 model year. What? Huh? You say, what? Wasn't it the Mustang? 64 and a half Mustang? All Mustangs were marketed and VIN'd as a 1965. The Chevelle, which is, is known for, that name was bold and beautiful, was designed to fill the gap between the smaller Chevy 2 and the Chevrolet's full-size models. In its first year, what'd they sell? Well, this is how many left the dealer lots. 338,286 is how many left the dealer's lots. The Chevelle was also available in a two-door, of course, four-door, convertible, and also the wagon. Well, I didn't know that. Yeah, I did. I had a friend that had the wagon, the four-door wagon, back in the day in the 70s. Throughout its production run, which lasted until about 1977, the Chevelle propelled Chevrolet into the muscle car field with the introduction of the Super Sport package in 1964. Oh, yeah. Initially available with 220 horsepower, folks, the 283 V8. The 327 with about up to 300 horsepower became available midway through 1964. Horsepower jumped to 350 for 1965. That same year, there was a 201 Malibu SS's available with the 396. They were classified as the Z/16s. Chevelles were built back then, including the prototype and one special order convertible for Bunky Knudsen himself. He had his own. There are 75 surviving examples known at this time of what we're talking about right now, of course. The second generation Chevelle was introduced for 1968. It received an all-new body style featuring a long hood, a short deck, providing a more aggressive appearance. I don't know if you liked it or not. I did. Base Chevelles were equipped with the 230 cubic inch inline six. Ew, boo, boo. See, the whole front row doesn't like the six. Okay, get over it. 1970 Chevelles could be had with a lot of Chevrolet's new 450 4 cubic inch V8. Man, those things were monsters. Oh, yeah. The 454 cars were built that year. 4,475 of them were equipped with the LS6 version of the engine. This was the largest GM engine ever installed in a passenger car, folks. The third and final generation of the Chevelle was introduced in 1973 in the oil crisis, you know, remember that? Growing emissions regulations, of course, the Chevelle, like all cars of that era, suffered a European-influenced redesign saw the car lose many of its sporty characteristics, and the convertibles were no longer offered. The car was now available only as a two-door post coupe or a four-door wagon. And those things are worth some money today, those wagons. These options were a large part due to growing safety regulations regarding rollover crashes. Of course, the 454 Big Block was discontinued halfway through 1975, but it was hardly a shadow of its previous self. The Chevelle nameplate was discontinued following 1977, and I'm telling you what, hang on, Sleepy, that 454. I meant the valve cover alone must be... I've got a couple chrome ones hanging up on the Greasy Garage Museum here. They're huge. They're probably 6 to 8 inches wide. Love the sound of them. In fact, I love the El Camino. They had the 454 and the 396 in that El Camino, and I had a friend that we've got a picture of him pulling the front wheels up on that bad boy. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Man, it's crazy. Delivering David's back in the studio. Hey, David, what do you got? Thank you. Appreciate it. Don't throw it at me. He's throwing me stuff here. Delivering David just delivers now. There, did you eat your popcorn? Yeah? Okay. He had his popcorn. Hopefully you folks have got a little popcorn and maybe a Pepsi or Coke sitting there and enjoying, sitting back, relaxing. I do appreciate it. Well, Delivering David, now he did step out. I didn't even have to holler at him. Appreciate it. He brings in a little news here to us. Just in. Tesla batteries and solar. Back to Tesla. Uh-oh. Tesla batteries and solar will generate as much revenues for Tesla as their automotive segment. Just the batteries and solars. It's the news here. Will generate as much revenues as their automotive segment. Tesla energy side will exceed $200 billion a year. Tesla controls one-third of the market for stationary batteries. Folks, solar glass roof? Maybe you've seen that. Maybe you've heard about it. Elon Musk, though, the founder of the thought process behind the word Tesla, of course, He's kind of out there, as you know. You might have seen him, heard him, whatever, but he's doing good. And he takes no salary. I don't know if you knew that. He takes no salary at all. But he does get option packages based upon the stock price, and it's been lately been rocking and rolling. I mean, to the point of no return. He's rolling in the dough, if you know what I mean. And, of course, he's got SpaceX, that rocket that's taking stuff and good stuff up to our folks up there in space. So he's doing all right there, too. But why not? I guess, you know, that's heck, why not? I mean, he's got it. Why not? And he's sharing it with us. You probably have a Tesla. Are you thinking about getting maybe one of those workhorse electric vans? Yeah? Maybe a canoe, model canoe. That's another model of electric car. Hey, let's go back to the email bag. We've got a couple minutes here before we go to the next break. And I want to reach in and get another email because it's email time. This bag is getting too big. I should share more of these because I'm starting to stack up. Okay, here's another email. It says, I'm good here. Looks like I can air it and give it to you live here at the Auto World Plaza. Mark, listening to you every Sunday from St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. Oh, wow. St. Virgin Islands. My God, that's out there. I appreciate it. I do. Man, that's interesting. Congratulations. I want to do a shout-out. Why not? Woo. I don't know if they got horns like that down there. There's Ruga horns, but St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. But we did it. It's a shout-out. VWI AM 1000. Good to have you folks along with us. He said, just wanted to say, great show. Learn something every week. You're the best. Tom, thank you. Hey, there's not even a question, Tom. I appreciate it. Just an endorsement. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Good to be. I've never been to St. Thomas. My grandma went to St. Thomas and brought me back a t-shirt. Need to visit you, Tom. Look you up. I do. I got your email, and we'll just do that. Love to see what St. Thomas is all about. I know it's beautiful. Blue, deep, rich, turquoise water, huh? Nice and warm. I might sneak down there for the winter. My wife might not like it. Me sneaking out? I'll take her with me. When we come back, some good Auto World weekly news. We'll be right back here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets.
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've got the open sign up here at the Auto World Plaza, letting everybody know we're open, and we are definitely here for you. You're the star of the show, all of you, the listeners, and all the people that, all of you that email and or call. Look forward to your calls. Look forward to your emails at any time. Please interrupt me. You're the star of the show here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. The number here, ever since, I believe, 1992, 855-660-4261. The email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, a little housekeeping, you can always look up Auto World Podcast. Just Google Auto World Podcast. We're on the very top. I'm really proud of that. And with that said, Thomas DuPont, he named basically the Auto World Podcast top car podcast to listen to. Thank you. I do appreciate it. That's awesome. Try to learn and teach and learn from you. Also, my LinkedIn account, of course, Mark Evans. My Facebook account is Mark Evans. My Instagram, changed it up a little bit for you. The Auto World Media is the name on the Instagram. And I did do a little teaser picture of Lightning McQueen. I know all of you have watched the Cars movie. Yes, I know you have. Those cars talking. If you got grandkids, of course I do, and a lot of our listeners do too. They want to see it over and over and over and over and again. You might be tired of looking at Lightning McQueen, but I had to get a Lightning McQueen electric car from my grandboys, and we got a Paw Patrol, and they're all electric, and just got one put together, ready for the grandkids to get in them and go full throttle. They are electric. Yes, they are electric. Can't hardly wait for my grandkids to buy me a car. Got too many now. You know, when you get this much metal in the garage, museum, you got to maintain it. And that's along with that word of your car, your truck. You maintaining it? That question of the week here in Auto World is, does your car know it's summer or winter? Does it have feelings? Do you have feelings for it? Do you have a name on your vehicle? Have you named it? I know Hagerty Classic Car Insurance did a whole entire poll on that, and in fact we found out that a lot of you do name your car, you got a name for them. And the other day I have a little Chevy Stepside, a little newer one, and I drove in and I got a little fuel in it, and the lady was next to there, the gas pumps, and she stopped doing what she's doing, and of course I've lowered it and got some wheels on it, looks good and all that, whatever. I keep them clean, like to keep them clean. We have good weather here in Boise. right now anyway, we're getting ready to go into the fall and winter times, but she said, oh my God, I like that truck, I like that truck. They don't make those step sides anymore. She got all, it's kind of nice when people like, you know, yourself, and I'm sure a lot of you folks have got maybe a specialty car that you've been stopped to, and people talk to you, and it kind of makes you feel good. I don't name my cars. She had put a name on it for me. She says, well, I've got this kind of truck at home, and she told me what she named it. I said, well, this is awesome. That's great. And I got talking to her, and come to find out, now I'm in Boise, of course, as I've mentioned before, here at the Auto World Plaza, where I broadcast from, out of the Greasy Garage studio, and she says, your voice sounds familiar. And I said, oh, okay, you know, I'm just visiting with her. She says, you need to call that truck the White Knight. And that my truck is white. And then she and hit her. She just looked at me, stunned eyes. She says, I listened to you on the radio. And I said, what? Are you Mark Evans? I said, yes, I am. And I was pretty proud of that, truthfully, to tell you the truth, that she not only named my truck for me, it's the White Knight now, but she listens on GCNLive.com, and because I'm not on a station here in Boise yet, looking forward to maybe sooner or later coming into a station or two here in Boise to help all our folks here in Boise. So, because I do have my hands on cars and repairing cars during the week, of course, I believe I got another Jeep sitting out there that needs some help. And so I'm in touch with it all. My hands are still getting greasy. Yeah, sometimes I put the rubber gloves on, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes in our car business that we have today, folks, is we just plug into your OBD2 connector because the engine light's on, or the ABS light's on, or the SRS light is on, or something is on. It's called a light, and that's, I call those lights your full service gas station. Remember those? You might be too young to remember those, but that's where I started, was in a full-service gas station. The river, remember the river hose going across the concrete or the asphalt? And you drove in, and it ding, ding, it had air in that hose. And, of course, when you drove that heavy 2,800-pound, 3,500-pound Lincoln across that river hose, you squished it, causing the bell to go off inside. And you know who you saw running out to wash your windshield? Mark Evans. Yes, I came out and washed your bugs off your windshield, and you'd say, fill her up. And I would, can you check the oil? So that's where I started. You didn't pop the hood. And you want to, I'll tell you some stories. I could go on forever, but here's one quick story. They didn't say pop the hood. They said, just check the oil, would you? Well, the boss that owned the gas station, it was Conoco, and he says, here's what you do, Mark. I'm young at that time, of course. Young, just in high school. Just started, you know, in the automotive career. I was in junior high, but in high school started working and had to get that gas station, the first and the only job that I ever had. Started doing my own shop after that. But he says, you got to wash the windshield and check the oil and check the air in the tires and put gas in it for them and anything else they ask for. And that was all for what? 35 cents per gallon? 35.9 maybe? Yeah, times have changed. Boy, have they changed. But young Mark Evans stood there in front of that car, and I had to figure out how to open the hood. Now, this is where it all starts. You can't open the hood. You can't get in there to check the oil. And or, as the boss stated, look at their V-belt. See if it needs a new V-belt. So basically the boss upsells is what it's called. They want to call it that, but I'm not going to call it that. It's taking care of your needs. See, if we don't tell you about the belt being bad when we see it, or that oil leak that we see, and just tell you about it, then we're not helping you. It's not upsells, it's called help, helping you. So today you have to pop your own hood. There's no full-service gas stations out there. Maybe one of our listeners has one in here in their area. That'd be awesome to hear about it. See if you do. If you do, share it with us. 855-660-4261 is my number here at Auto World, and or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Full-service gas stations. You're it now. So that's why I call all your engine lights, your dashboard, is your full-service gas station now, because that's all each and every one of you now are looking at and worried about if the lights come on. If the lights don't come on, you're not worried, are you? See, cars don't burn oil anymore. They don't use oil anymore. They really don't even leak oil anymore, so there's no reason to pop the hood to check the oil. Truthfully, I used to do engines and head repairs, valve jobs, etc., every single week. Today, none. The machine shops are going bye-bye. The talent's going bye-bye. They're out of business. So, anyway, back to the lights. Get it scanned. I don't care if you have a light off. You don't see that, you know, dashboard lighting up like a Christmas tree, all those different pretty colors. If you don't have any of that, that's fantastic. But I still want you to go in and get it scanned. Where do you go get it scanned? You can do the stage one scan. There's three stages, but you can do the stage one. You can go into any parts store. You got Pep Boys in the East, of course, and of course, Craigon, and then you got O'Reilly's, and then AutoZone is throughout the country, and there's Advanced Auto Parts. There's quite a few that do free scans. And the machine, see, the thing about this is that each and every one of you can, the parts person, you might not like them. Okay, you might not like their personality. You might think that they don't know what they're doing. That's fine. Okay, but the machine knows what it's doing. So anyone can plug in a scan tool and let the machine tell you what's going on. Because, especially if you're getting ready to buy a new used car and there's no lights on and you're not concerned with it, get it scanned, I'm telling you, because anyone and everyone can go in there and scan it and erase that light, turn the light off. But the information and the part, like the mass airflow sensor, MAP sensor, could still be bad. It's in the hard drive, stage 3, inside that computer. They erase the light. You can drive it for about an hour and a half before the light comes on, and that's the test drive you're doing. And all of a sudden, you got a light on once you buy it and you come home. So just make sure you do a preventive maintenance scan. Do it right now after the show again, please. I got a lot more coming the third hour. As in what? Oh, yeah, something about Ford Mustangs that were on the track this weekend. You're going to love this one. Of course, that question of the week, winter. I got some tips about that. If your car know the difference between summer and winter, going to go back to the email bag, and we're also going to go in the third hour. Have you been strutting around? Bet you have. Anyway, I want to thank everybody that helps put Auto World on. Of course, Axelrod Alex, producer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired. Lugnut Lee. He's the program director, marketing manager at Genesis Communications. Of course, T-Bird Ted. He's the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Know-it-all Jay, the janitor, of course. Jay, you just know it all, don't you, the loudmouth janitor? Oh, yeah. Keep my seat cushion warm. Seat cushion Susie. My customer care expert, who cares, Willie? And, of course, my PR director, Bobby Besser. Everybody drive safe, be happy, motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.